On the show today, we have Visions Federal Credit Union's very own Tom Novak talking about his credit union adopting a digital-first mindset to better serve their members and communities. And we've talked to him, how do they implement this and where are they going with it? Really, really cool stuff here from Tom, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Tom Novak from Visions Federal Credit Union there in the great state of New York. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome. I've been excited to talk to you because a very interesting topic here, something that's quite prevalent in our industry. It's obviously digital, and we've been immersed in this, you know, whether we like it or not, the last, 12, 18 months or so, something like that. So, but you guys have kind of taken a different tack on it. It's the topic here is adopting a digital first mindset to better serve your members and communities. And I'm super interested. I want to start things out by just saying, hey, how do you adopt a digital first mindset at your credit union? Because obviously we're all, like I said before, we're all immersed in it, whether we like it or not, and we're all using all the tools and stuff. So what do you do to kind of get this philosophy going, if you will?
Yeah, it's interesting and it's somewhat foreign at first when you say digital first mindset. You know, we're doing things digitally to begin with.
Exactly.
But it really starts for us here at Visions with two things. The center of everything we do is people. So digital to us is just a better way, a scalable way to connect with more people, to connect with our communities and our members wherever they might be. So when we try to do things like humanizing digital, that's what we talk about. We want to go ahead and say, how do we add empathy and a connection point to these digital products and services so that our members know that we've thought through the process and we're trying to make their financial lives better.
Gotcha.
And the second thing is adopting a digital first mindset is a little bit of a culture shift. Oftentimes we think somewhat intuitively in these terms of all or nothing. It's all digital or it's all branch or it's one way or the other and it's black and white. And we realize it's many shades of gray. Mm-hmm. So digital first is an and value proposition, not an either or.
Okay.
And that was a big cultural shift that we had here that ultimately helped us come up with a digital first vision, which was we want to be a digital first organization to better empower people towards financial independence. That's what it's all about. It's got a core underpinning tied to what credit unions are about, not just about technology.
Now, is it because that digital now, because of what we've learned in the last 12 to 18 months, that digital now is a necessity, not a nice to have or, hey, this is or a luxury, anything like that. It's now you have to have this. Is that kind of like the driving force behind all this?
That's really accelerated things. It's become, I would go as far as saying, it's become an imperative that if you're not on the road towards digital transformation and overhauling systems and processes, and also mindsets of your entire team or your entire organization, you're falling behind for your members. I remember in times when we talk about sales and service, all these cultures like that, sales and service in our branch and what have you, and we give the best service as credit unions. And one of the adages we would say is that if we're not talking to our members who are coming into the branch, we're actually doing them a disservice by not educating them about what's going on. Mm-hmm. And now that's correlated over to the digital side. If we're not leading with a digital first mindset, products and services, and the member experience throughout that entire journey, we're actually doing a disservice to our members by not offering that.
Oh, completely. Completely. And so how did the pandemic kind of, obviously the pandemic accelerated everything, but what role did it play in this, in developing this mindset for you guys?
It was just the catalyst we needed.
Yeah.
It's been on our minds for a long time. And it's just like anything. If you don't have a deadline to something, if you don't have a set goal, it just kind of gets kicked into the future. We'll get to it when we get to it. And we've nibbled away at pieces of digital transformation without taking big bites. When COVID came along, the pandemic came along, we said, we've got to accelerate it now. It's no longer a nice to have. It is an absolute necessity. Mm-hmm. And there was really a tremendous lesson that we've learned throughout this process so far, as we're competing against big banks, fintechs, neobanks, and even tech companies.
Yeah.
We realized that the distance between us and them is not as far as we thought it was in terms of digital transformation.
Yeah.
We can actually punch above our weight class in this process. We just have to be a little bit more focused, do a better job of utilizing what we have here. And the people that we have, both on our teams and who we're trying to connect with, are really world-class. So that, as the core, is helping us accelerate these efforts. And like I said, punch above our weight class.
Yeah. And that's the great thing about technology, though, is that it can level that playing field, right? It can really, like you the said, great punch above your weight class for sure.
The great equalizer, right? Yeah. It's not as if we're using different technology per se, but what you intend to use it for and how you think through that member journey is very important.
Yeah. Now tell me the significance of this, you know, digital first mindset. Obviously this is, like we've repeated and repeated, this is a have to now, this is a necessity now, but what other significance does this play out for you guys and to benefit your members as well?
I think it comes to down to age old adages. Like, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, you have to go together.
Okay.
And that's what digital transformation is really about. So we hear the word digital in front of anything else, and we immediately think technology.
Yeah.
And technology is actually the byproduct of digital transformation. At the core of digital transformation, we believe, is the people aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been having collaboration in our organization, the likes of which we haven't seen over the past 5 to 10 years, on types of topics that were sacred cows in the past. So something as simple as, we really need to do a better job of drilling down on what is the cost of acquisition for a new member. And if we're doing well on that, are we also hitting our new membership acquisition goals? Mm-hmm. And if not, how are we going to start talking through that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how do our rewards look like on our credit cards, and how easy is it for our members to redeem those rewards? If those types of things aren't best in class, we're having those cross-functional conversations with finance, with IT, with member experience to accelerate that forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not simply about the technology. It's also about addressing pain points and making sure we're forging relationships better across business lines.
Yeah. And speaking of relationships, I'm going to give Q2 a plug here, because you guys are working closely with Q2 in not only developing this mindset, but solidifying it. So how are they helping you out, or what tools are they providing you guys with to kind of advance or keep this this mindset going?
Yeah, partners are key. We could not do this without partners. And I can't stress that word partner enough. You've seen it in your experience, I'm sure, that there are a lot of vendor-client relationships. And all of the relationships we're trying to strike here at Visions are true partnerships. So how can we create mutual benefit for each other beyond just a contractual relationship, and ultimately turn that into action? How are we executing on things? So Q2 has really led the way for us. They've created some great ecosystems, like the Innovation Studio has the software development kit. So we've started to grow our in-house development prowess because of tools like Q2's software development kit. We've partook in some of the partner accelerator programs that they have, and also the marketplace. So one of the great benefits, so how do we manifest all of this great highfalutin rhetoric into something that actually has value for a member? We actually took the approach with Q2's Innovation Studio and partnered with them and Experian to offer free identity theft protection and credit monitoring to our members. No cost. All you have to do is log into digital banking, and you have this service that you normally have to go to the market and pay $20 a month for.
Yeah.
We're offering it to our members for free.
Awesome.
So that's just one example of how we've been able to take this partnership mentality, Q2 being at the center of it, and actually bring value to members.
So where are you guys in this journey, this digital first mindset? I mean, obviously, like you said earlier in the interview, you know, this mindset, I mean, it's always been there. It's just accelerated. So where are you guys in it? And how has it changed things at your credit union?
Mm-hmm. Where we are right now, we last year created a very solidified and cross-functional. So the entire organization had a stake in creating this 5-year digital roadmap. And we've been, again, nibbling away at certain things. So we had good digital products and services, but maybe we didn't think through the member experience aspect of it the way we have. Maybe we didn't include certain back-end processes that really needed to make it digital end-to-end. So we're in that first year of a really comprehensive digital transformation roadmap. Goes out 5 years. And what we anticipate, though, is it's always going to be a pursuit. It's never going to end. We might do it in 3-year blocks or 5-year blocks, but we're really knee deep in that first year of this 5-year block.
Okay. And that's the other thing about digital or technology or vice versa, is that it's always evolving, and this is going to be a never ending journey, so to speak, but a good one though. I mean, it's because you're always getting better. Every iteration gets better. And so I think that's probably what you guys are anticipating as well, right?
Absolutely. There's a network effect and a scaffolding effect that as you start layering upon your discipline from previous lessons learned with new partners, with new technologies, with the community that you're serving, right? Mm-hmm. And when we go into different markets that we haven't necessarily been the big player in that market. So we're that in upstate New York. Mm-hmm. But when we look at Northeast New Jersey, where we have a footprint, we're just one of dozens of financial institutions. Yeah. So we're using our lessons learned from digital transformation to apply successful practices and connect with members across a wide spectrum of needs, of income ranges, and geographics.
Yeah, you got to stand out. You got to do what you can to stand out, for sure. And it takes technology to do that, for sure. Hey, so what are your goals in this endeavor? I mean, what do you guys want to achieve here? I mean, you already kind of alluded to it. You want to be able to compete better and then have the products and services that, you know, allow your members to do what they need to do financially. What other goals do you guys want to achieve with this digital first mindset?
Well, aside from that vision we have of trying to get as many people as possible towards a state of financial independence, mm-hmm. so they have the financial literacy tools that they need, they have the tools at their disposal to protect their identity, to manage their money, those are really the table stakes pieces. What we're really striving for is something that our CEO talks about. And at first it was just a whisper, and now it's starting to get a little bit louder. But how do we get to a point, and digital transformation being the fuel behind this, how does Visions get to a point where we don't charge our members any fees? All the services we offer to our members, which are largely free today, mm-hmm. or very low fees, how do we get to a point where we don't charge any fees? And just our operating model and our business model is so successful that our members are coming to us and getting free financial education, free financial services. They're avoiding other fees that they get in the market from other mm-hmm. providers. That's kind of the utopian state that we're striving for, the ideal. And to do that as a cooperative, we want to reach $8 billion in assets as fast as we possibly can. We're about $5.3 billion in assets today. And we're already planning towards how do we get past 10? How do we go from there? Because a cooperative is about adding more members to ultimately help more people.
Yeah.
But that's really what digital transformation is about, not simply the technology. It's great to have an innovative offering and be cool and do a press release. But if we can actually help people save money or protect their identities, we've already had a handful of members write letters to us or emails saying, your ID Notify solution that you offered to us saved a $5,000 loan application, fraudulent loan application from going through that I didn't even know, right? I didn't know my information was compromised on my social media profile, and your solution helped prevent any further damage. So that's really what this is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. This is what it's about, for sure. Hey, and having said that, I mean, I know you're just a year into this process, but what lessons have you learned, or even any advice to credit unions out there who want to kind of do something similar?
Mm-hmm. I think the first lesson learned is about communication, which is kind of the standard in anything, any big project, any big endeavor. But it comes down to this phrase that I tell my team, and they always snicker at me when I say this, but just when you think you've communicated enough, it means you've just begun.
Yeah.
There's never too much communication. There's never too much connection, whether it's with people here on staff at Visions, whether it's with our members and how we're educating them about products and services or financial literacy. You're just never done with communication.
Mm-hmm.
And the other lesson learned is there's a lot of institutions, both financial services and otherwise, that are trying to do this alone, or they're trying to be the big dog in the space. And I can understand why they do that. That's one business model, a way to go about things, mm-hmm. but we're very much a partnership approach. back to the point I was making, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together.
Yeah.
We very much think a partner ecosystem, or modular banking is another phrase that I've heard it called, is the way to go, and that we can create mutual benefit for not only the communities that we serve, mm-hmm. but also the communities that our partners serve as well. So that's the second big lesson that I would put out there for anyone who's listening.
Yeah, and I think when you experience that success, especially in the credit union industry where everyone's collaborating all the time, I mean, you can kind of set the template for other folks too to kind of maybe follow in your footsteps or put their own spin on it. So I think that's pretty cool for that old cliche win-win situation type of thing. So yeah.
Yeah. It's really great to see, because traditionally credit unions may not have been thought of as innovative. And we look to Amazon or Apple or Google for inspiration. Mm-hmm. And that's great. We always want to be scanning outside of our industry and seeing what's going there. But there's really this seminal thought that came across our organization that really helped to accelerate the impetus from COVID and some other digital transformation efforts, which is we're seeing some organizations out there, especially neobanks and fintechs, even though they might be focusing on a niche part of financial services, but we're seeing them do something that scared us quite a bit. And we didn't quite think that was the way to go, that the member's best interest was in mind.
Yeah.
And we thought that they were acting as credit unions better than credit unions actually were. They were giving product services advice to a greater degree, to a better benefit than the whole reason credit unions exist.
Yeah.
And that means we need to step up our game.
Yeah.
And that really helped us understand the gravity of the situation, but also the immense opportunity.
Yeah. If that isn't motivation enough, I don't know what is. So you got those folks nipping it to the credit union heels. I mean, if that's not motivation to up your game, like you said, in this area, you got to do it or else, we're going to eat your lunch.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, Tom. Well, I'm going to let you get going. I know you got a lot on your plate, so I don't want to keep you too long from your job, but we appreciate your time and all this stuff. This is fantastic. I mean, I love seeing credit unions partner with great organizations like Q2 and really step up their game and do what's right, not only for the credit union, but for the members as well. And just everybody wins in that situation. So well done on your efforts.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure being here with you today. And I can't thank our partners enough, especially Q2. They help us make this dream come to life.
Yeah.
And we're really, really excited for the future, because there's only going to be more to come to help our members.
No doubt. Well, let's have you back on in about 6 months or so and see what else is up. I'm sure you guys be up to something.
Absolutely. We'd love to do it.
All right, Tom. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. And this was fantastic stuff. So keep up the good work and be well, be safe. Okay.
All right. Take care, Mike. Thank you.
And you as well, sir.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.